Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
So, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erevin Daf Lamed Zayin. We're at the last line of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we're discussing the concept of Breira. Breira means verification. That the future verification can go ahead and impact a process which has already been initiated and was pending upon that future verification, that future Breira. The question is, does that work? For instance, in a case where a person places a double Erev Tchumen, he places one Erev material to the east of the city, another Erev material to the west, and he says, look, I'm going to decide tomorrow which one I would like to use for my Erev. So tomorrow's decision is actually going to activate retroactively the Erev. The question is, does that work? Can a person initiate a process which is pending upon his decision at a later date? The Mishnah tells us he can do so. He can place his double Erev pending tomorrow's decision. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that can be done. Whereas we have a Braisa, which Ayah was the name of a Chacham, who presented for us a Braisa, which indicated to us that no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Breira will not work. A person cannot begin a process today and have it depend upon tomorrow's decision, which will retroactively activate and complete today's process. You can't do that. Says the Gemara, we actually have another Raya, the Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the concept of Breira. Says the Gemara, the last line of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the Snan Halakeach Yayin Ben HaKusim. If a person purchased wine from the Kusim who are unreliable, you can't depend on them with regards to the Hafrasha of Truma and Maser, so he needs to go ahead and separate Truma and Maser from this wine. He has 100 lug of this wine. He'd like to drink it, but the problem is, at this point, he doesn't have a kli to use to separate Truma and Maser. Let's take a look at Rashi here. Two lines from the bottom. Halakeach Yayin Ben HaKusim. Says Rashi, how can one drink wine from the Kusim? The Kusim were these people who supposedly converted, but their gerus was questionable. So the Chacham actually made a gzera not to drink their wine. Says Rashi, it was koidim shegozru al yeinam. This Mishnah, this Braisa, is actually referring to the point in history prior to the gzera, which was enacted on the wine of the Kusim. As the Gemara explains, ustam Kusim. So although you can drink their wine, but the assumption here is that these Kusim don't take their Truma Maser obligations seriously. This fellow is buying the wine. He'd like to go ahead and address the Truma Maser obligations, but he doesn't have a practical way of separating the wine. Says the Mishnah, or some say it's a Braisa. This is the way he can approach it. He can go ahead and make an announcement. He can say, well, I'm designating some portion of this wine as a Truma, as the Maser, and then go ahead and drink it, even though he's not actually separating it. Says the Gemara, Halakeach Yayin Ben HaKusim Oimer, he says as follows. He begins with Truma Gedoyla, which is generally around 2%. So he has 100 lug of wine, and he says, Shnei lugin shani osed lahafrish. The two lugin of wine, which eventually I'm going to separate, I can't do it now, but eventually I'll do that. Harein Truma. Right now I'm determining, I'm establishing that to be the Truma. So he's initiating the process of Truma. He's announcing, establishing that that should be Truma, but he doesn't know which one it is. He hasn't yet designated it. It's pending upon the Afrash at a later date. Whatever he's going to separate then will be regarded retroactively as the Truma that he had in mind. So that's regarding the Truma Gedol. Then he proceeds, Asora Masarishan. So 10 of the remaining will be for Masarishan, Tisha Masasheni, Umeichel Veshoisamiyat. Now this is referring specifically to the Maser Sheni, where he can complete the process right now. Umeichal, it can be Mechal of the Kedusha of that Maser Sheni wine, wherever it is. He can transfer Kedusha upon money that he has. So when it comes to the Maser Sheni, don't rely and depend on your future separation. Why don't you just complete the process now, designated, and transfer the Kedusha on the money? And this completes the process, removes the Maser Sheni concern altogether. Umeichel v'shoisamiyad, and this allows him to drink the wine immediately. Divrei Rav Meir holds that we can apply Breira, because although the Maaser Sheni's process was completed, but the other thing, the Truma and the Maaser Rishon, was not yet completed. He only announced, he was kiri shame. he designated something amongst this mixture of wine. Some of this wine is designated as Truma Maaser, but not yet defined, not yet designated and separated. Nevertheless, we can drink the wine based on the initiation of this process, which will actually be completed at a later date. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Shimon, Oyster, they say, no, we cannot do this. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, on the top of the Amud. Oymer, Shnei Lugin, Shani, Osa, Lahafers, Truma, Min HaMeya. So 2 out of 100 is a Truma, Arayim, B'Soichoy. So it should be somewhere in this mixture, and it should be a Truma. Umeichel, this is referring to the Maaser Sheni. Umeichel, Maaser Sheni, Shiyoch, L'Saka, Miyad, L'Yaf, Rasha. When it comes to the Maaser Sheni, we are indeed, he has the ability to be masakin, meaning to completely finish the process without actually separating it. He should do that. La hashkara of shame. After he announced the Maaser Sheni, he should transfer the Kedusha wherever the Maaser right now is. He doesn't know where it is. It's somewhere in this wine. And should transfer the Kedusha on money. And he can proceed immediately to drink. After some time, he should separate Truma Maaser v'amrinin, and we say, Hover Hadover. It's been verified. Shizeu Truma. This is the Truma. So although the initial announcement of the Truma Maaser was just an initiation of a process, which was pending upon the Afrash at a later date, that's okay. Because the Afrash later on will verify for us, will be mevarer that the initial Truma was directed at this very material. So retroactively, the Truma works. So this is Rav Meir Shita, and Rav Yehuda, Rav Yisro, Rav Shimon, they say, no, you can't. Oisrin, Kasalka Daitach. At this point, the Gemara figures, Kasalka Hashta, the Tamayu, Mishum, the Kasav, Ein Brera. That their reason why they don't allow this process is because they hold Ein Brera. One cannot employ this method of Brera, and indeed, this is a Raya, the Rav Yehuda does not hold a Brera. Continues the Gemara. Ula Amar, he says, no, just the opposite. Leisa la ayoy mimas nisen. Ayoy is teaching that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he had a brayso, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's ein brera. We'll discount that. It's unreliable in view of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah which told us that when it comes to the double Erev, Rabbi Yehuda does subscribe to brera. So Ula takes a different approach. He discounts ayoy's brayso in face of our Mishnah. Says him, well, 1 second, what about this brayso of the wine, which indicates Rabbi Yehuda, does not hold of Brera. Ve'el ha diktani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrin. So how does Ula contend with that? Says he had a different version of that, Bryce. Ula, zuzi, zuzik tani. He had a version where the Bryce has two groups, two pairs. Zuzi are groups, pairs. So the Bryce was stated a bit differently according to his version. The Braisa begins and says a person could rely on Brera, and that's the opinion of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. So that pair, Rameya and Rabbi hold a Brera. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oishim. The other pair, Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon, are the ones that say he cannot approach the Truma Maaser in this manner because Brera does not work. So Ula maintains Rabbi Yehuda himself will hold Yeish Brera. But in any case, it seems that according to all, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Brera. Says, well, is that so? We have a Mishnah which indicates otherwise. Two women, we're speaking about the women who need to bring birds for their carbon. For instance, after childbirth, they need to bring each one a kan. Kan is a pair of birds. One is going to be for the oila, one is going to be the chatas. So we have two women. Shalakhu es kinein. Kinein is a plural term for kan. So two pairs of birds. Be'erev, they purchased it together. Oy shenasnu kineim l'koin, or some of the girls say shenasnu dmei kineim l'koin. They handed the money for their birds to the koin. Now we have a total of 4 birds. And the Mishnah tells us, eize sheyirtze koin yakir v'oila. Whatever the koin decides, whichever one he decides to designate for the oila, he can be makir for the oila. Ule eize sheyirtze yakir v'chatas. And whichever one he decides to use for the chatas, he can proceed and remarkable for the chatas. It's up to him. And the question is, 2 of these birds belong to one Isha. We have Rachel and Leah. So one pair belongs to Rachel, and one Taleah. How can the Kohen go ahead and say, well, I'm going to decide which one to be makrif for who? Perhaps he's going to be makrif for the wrong owner. How can we rely on the determination of the Kohen, the brayer of the Kohen, the verification, which happens only later, to determine for us, retroactively, which bird belonged to whom? You're relying on brayer. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds, yesh brayer, I'm a rabbi, no. Hasam, you know what we're speaking about? Over there it's speaking about kishihisnu. When they purchased, or when they handed the money, they made it tonight. It was conditional. They said, look, we're not defining, we're not designating right now whose bird belongs to whom. We're handing it to the Kohen, whatever he decides to do, whichever one he designates for whichever woman, that determination will establish matters. So in this case, it's different. It doesn't rely on brayer. Why? Because brayer means you've initiated a process. And this process is yet unfinished. It's pending upon some future decision that you have to make. That doesn't work, according to Rabbi Yossi. However, in this case, where they didn't initiate any process. They took the birds, they purchased it b'shutfas, they purchased it together without defining which one belongs to whom. They gave it to the Kohen, totally dependent upon the Kohen's decision. So it's up to him. It's not like we initiated the process and the Kohen will simply define and verify it for us. And that will have to take place and applied retroactively. It's the Kohen, it's completely his decision, it's his business. Or they gave him money, buy the kingdom for us. It's your decision. Whichever one you'll designate for Rachel, it's for Rachel. Whichever one for Leah, it's for Leah. So here it's different. It doesn't rely on Breyer altogether. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, my Lememra, what's the Chiddush here? It's a very simple, straightforward halacha. Well, why would I think otherwise? Says about Kamash Malan, there is a Chiddush here. The Mishnah is teaching us that perhaps there is a problem here. Because since they purchased two pairs, one Khan and another Khan, and each Khan is meant to have an Oila and a Chatas. So perhaps that becomes determined and established. You can't go ahead and mix and match. You can't go ahead and say, well, I'll take this Khan and Makrif completely for the Oila, and the other pair completely for Chatas. Right? One Oila and Chatas per woman. Perhaps you can't do that because each pair, each Khan is meant to have a Chatas and an Oila. So that's the Chiddush here. We don't say that. Kamash Malkut of Chizda. We follow Rav Chizda's halacha, who tells us, Dam Rav Chizda, Ein akinin misparshois, the pairs of birds that are brought by these fellows who need the kapara, who require one bird for chatz, one for oila, that doesn't get determined and established and designated unless that designation happens during one of two events. Either when they actually purchase those birds, the shas kelekicha, then you have the ability to define and designate which one's chatas, which one's oila. Or, if you haven't done so during the time of purchase, the kain during the shas akrava will do that. But in this case, where when it was purchased, it wasn't yet designated, then although you've purchased two separate pairs, you can go to mix and match. You can say, well, both birds of this pair are oila, both birds of the other pair of chatas, without any concern. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The birds of the pairs of the kinim will not be designated, one for chatas, one for oila, elo, except either it happens during the purchase of the birds by the owner, meaning he purchases it with that in mind. He says, this pair of birds, okay, this is for chatas, this one's for oila. So either then ibasias coin, or it can happen during the hakrav of the Kohen. As opposed to our case, where they purchased it without designation. So there was no designation b'shas lekicha. The Mishnah tells us, although it was purchased as two separate pairs, the Kohen has the ability to determine which one is chatas, which one is oila. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, on the top of the Amud. Ela ib lekichas bailam, sh'amru b'shas lekicha. So the owner has announced during the time of purchase, Zu ani lekech lo'ilav, zu lechatas, this one I'm purchasing for oilav, this one for chatas. That's one option. Or it can happen during the Asiyah of the Kohen. Avalim lochem stam. But if they purchased it without designation. Va'achach kara aleim shem. And afterwards you decide, okay, this is the Chatur Zayla. That doesn't work. Ein Hashem chaleim. The name, the designation, the title will not take effect. V'yachal ha'kohen l'shanoisen. The Kohen has the ability to switch things around. How does he know that? Says the Gemara, it says, Rashi v'kro dorsh of Chizda b'seid yum. Rav Chizda learns this from a pasuk in the Gemara Yuma. The pasuk says, V'lokcha shtei seirim v'shnei bnei yoyna echad l'oilu echad l'chatas. So she'll purchase the pair of teirim or the pair of bnei yoyna, one for oilu, one for chatas. So that's one pasuk, which seems to connect the designation to the time of purchase. We have another pasuk, Uksiv gabi kayin. V'os ha-koyin es echad chatas v'echad oilu. The kayin has the ability to make one chatas, one oilu. Alma. So we see from here that it's either during one of these two experiences. Ein shem oila v'chatas chalein. The name oila v'chatas will only descend on these birds. In either one of these two situations. Ela b'lekich, either during the time of purchase, oy basiyo, or during the time of the akrova itself. So in summary, according to Rabbi Yosi, ein breira. Why does it work? In the case of the birds, the one explains to us, because breira there is not part of the equation. Says the Marakati Sar Rabbi Yosi ain't breira. Can you really say that Rabbi Yosi holds ain't breira? We seem to have rayas, actually two rayas, which show that Rabbi Yosi holds a breira. Vatanya, this is number one. Ama Oresh, Ama Lachaver. So the Chaver is this person who's trustworthy and reliable. He's adopted a high level of conduct. He's conformed to certain guidelines which make him, which classify him as a Chaver. So a chaver is not meant to sell Zmai Tamaretz. So Zmai is the produce which he purchased from Amaretz. In which case, the Truma Maisa status is questionable. So the chaver can't take that Zmai and transfer it, sell Tamaretz. He must first address the Truma Maisa prior to handing it to Tamaretz, who might eat it when it's still Asa Bachila. Therefore, the chaver can't do that. What happens if the chaver is on his way to the marketplace and his Tamaretz friend meets him on the way, says, you're going to the market? Why don't you do me a favor? Pick up some items for me as well. Says the bride, Sam Oretz Shama Lachavar. Sam Oretz turns to Lachavar on the way to the marketplace and says, Kachli Agudo Achas Shel Yarak. Please purchase for me as well one bundle of vegetables, Ugluska Achas, or one of this type of cake. And the Chavar reaches the marketplace, he purchases for himself and for his Amaretz friend. And then goes and takes the produce which belongs to his friend, which he purchased for his friend, and hands it over to his friend. Now what happened was that in the marketplace, the chaver purchased these items from Amaretz. So they have a status of a Dzmai. Now he's going to take part of that purchase and hand it over to the Amaretz friend. Ein etzorach la'aser, there's no need for him to do the maaser. Why? Because whatever he's going to hand over to the Amaretz when he returns from the marketplace was originally destined for him. It's not like the chaver first purchased it for himself and then resold it to Amaretz. Because although he purchased a number of bundles here, and never really designated which one's for who. He didn't say this one's mine, this one's the Amaretz. He purchased a whole bunch and then eventually goes and hands part of it to the Amaretz. We say, yesh brera. That whatever he hands over to the Amaretz at a later date has been determined initially to have been purchased for the sake of Amaretz. So he never purchased it for himself and then handed it over. It was initially purchased for the Amaretz. So we see that according to Rabbi Yosi, Breira can apply. What happens later has the ability to retroactively affect and impact the earlier event. He's required to take off Maser from the produce which he hands over to the Amaretz. Why? According to Chacham, we say Ein Breira. We don't know what's what, perhaps. What you're giving him was something you had purchased for yourself, and now you're handing him something of your own, which is also b'achila, it's d'mai. You can't do that. You can't give that to Amaretz. You need first to take off mice. So you see, Rabbi Yosi holds the Eishbera. This is in contrast with Rabbi Yosi, who tells us earlier in the halacha of the wine there, that Eishbera says more Eifuch. Evidently, you must switch the gersa around. It's Rabbi Yosi who holds Tzorach La'aser, because he holds Ein Breir. Toshma, let's bring a raya from the next Braisa, Ha'imer Maser, Sheishli Bebesi. A person makes an announcement. He says, the Maser Sheni that I have in my home, Mechulol Al Sela, the Kedusha of that Maser will be transferred on a Sela coin. Which one? He has a pocket full of coins. So he says, on the coin should Tala Biyad Menekis, which I'll bring up when I stick a hand into my pocket. So at this point, the coin is yet undefined. Nevertheless, it works. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that's the Shita of Tanakam. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, Oyem Mechulo. If he says, he makes this announcement that the Kedusha of the Maaseh Sheni will be transferred onto that coin, whichever coin which will come up in my hands, when I put my hand in my pocket, Rabbi Yosi says, Mechulo, the Maaser gets transferred. So we see that Rabbi Yosi holds a Breira, because at this point, that specific coin has not yet been verified and defined. Nevertheless, when that coin is pulled out of his pocket, we say, this is the coin that he had in mind. So the verification at a later moment will go ahead and retroactively complete that initial process. So you see, the Rebbe holds a Breira. There's more Eifach here as well. We must switch things around. Meaning, Rebbe does not hold that it works. Eim Rebbe Yemeloichil doesn't work. Says it in 1 second. You're taking two brises, which state clearly that according to Rabbi Yosi, Breira works, and you're switching things around. You're amending them. Why? In view of the fact that you have an earlier brisa with the story of the wine, where Rabbi Yosi seems to say, Ein Breira. Umay chazes, why do you prefer the afches tarte mikamachada? You're going to go switch around two brises in view of one brisa. Do the opposite. Eifo chachada become eternity. Why don't you better switch around one brisa in the view of two brises, two against one? Meaning, rather than switch this around, switch around the earlier brisa and say that according to Rabbi Yosi, he can go ahead and do that truma maser with the wine, although it involves breira, because Rabbi Yosi holds a breira. Just as we find these two brises, Rabbi Yosi holds a breira. Says the Gemara, no. Ha vada ifchatanya, because this second brisa with the maser sheni is certainly meant to be switched around. Why? Diktani sefer, because that brisa concludes as follows: Umayd Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi will agree in the following case that will work because it doesn't involve breira. But Omer, when he says maser sheyeshib sech Rabbi Yosi, the maser sheni that I have in my home, he mechulal al sela chadasha, will be mechulal, the kedusha will be transferred on a new coin. Shetal biyad min hakis, which I'll pull out of my kiss, as a pouch or a pocket. In this case, shechilal, it works. Says the Gemara, the ka'amar hacha shechilal. The fact that the Braisa tells us that specifically here it works, that appears to indicate to us, mechlal da'asam lechil, apparently in the earlier case where there were several coins in his pocket, where breira is required to be applied, in that case it won't work. So it's very clear that Rabbi Yosi does not hold a breira. And therefore, we concluded as such, Rabbi Yosi apparently does not hold a breira, and the version of Rabbi Yosi in that case of the wine is the correct version, and we're meant to switch around both these brises to conform with that version. It says, well, let's analyze this brise with the Maaser Sheni. Hai Sela Chadasha Echidami. So we have another case where it works. Why? Because it's a new coin, and apparently breira doesn't need to be employed. Well, what are we speaking about? Idika tarti tlas. We're speaking about there are two or three coins in that pocket. The yesh breira. Evidently, breira needs to be applied because there are a number of coins there. Which one was used? Apparently, breira needs to be applied. The one which he's going to choose is the one which he had in mind initially. If so, hanekamaisa. This is the very first case, meaning it's identical to the first halacha, where there are a number of coins, but breira need to be applied. And Rabbi Yosi says it doesn't work. So what's the difference between one or the other? Says Ella de Leka Elechada. Apparently the sefer is speaking about that there was only one coin present, and therefore breira doesn't need to be applied. He can go ahead and say the Maaseh Sheni will be mechul on that single coin, the new coin that I have in my pocket, because there's only one coin in the pocket. So there's no need to verify anything. Says if that's the case, El de Leka Elechada, my tala. So why does the Braisa say that it's going to be mechulal on the sela chadasha, shetala biyadim in a kiss? that my hand will bring up from the kiss. Apparently there are a couple there. Says the Gemara, no, actually the word tala here is a bit inaccurate. I did the tani resha tala. Since the resha, which was speaking about a number of coins, required the word tala to be mentioned, meaning the one of the many coins which will end up in my hand, that's the one which will be used. So since the Braisa used the word tala there, on account of that, tana seifa nami tala. Likewise, the Braisa mentioned the word tala in the seifa, although it's really a bit inaccurate because we're speaking about one coin. And therefore, the word tala there is out of place. So in summary, the Braisa gives us two cases. One case involves Breira, therefore Contra Breira does not work. And the seifa, Breira is not required because only one coin. Therefore, Contra Breira works. So in summary, Contra Breira will not work. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. We discussed several cases of Breira, but the common denominator amongst all those cases was that we were speaking about something which involved a din Torah. For instance, from a maaser of wine, for instance, the birds of the carbon, maaser sheni. Can we find a Tana that holds any Breira when it pertains even to a din de Rabbanan? Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Man haitana, who is the Tana? What's the identity of the Tana that holds afilu b'drabbana less klibrir? That he holds even when it comes to only a din drabbana, which perhaps is more lenient. Nevertheless, he does not hold a brir even in that case. Where do we find this shita? In the following brisa. And we'd like to know, what's the identity? Who is the man de Omar that holds that shita? The Sanya, we learned in the brisa. Omar l'chamisha. The person turns to five people and he says like this. Hareini ma'arif. I'm establishing an Erev Tchumen for the sake of you as well. But I'm going to decide which one of you can use this Erev. Hareini ma'ariv al eizim mekem she'eretze. And whichever one of you that I decide in the future that can use my Erev, the Erev will be applied to him. Rotzisi yelech. If I will, if I like, I would want you to use it. Yelech. Then this person can go ahead and walk. Based on the Erev. The Erev will be applied to him. Loyer Tzisi, but if I don't want Loyer, he can't walk. He can't use the Erev. So that's the announcement that he made. He established the Erev for the sake of other people, but it's pending upon his decision at a future date. So what's halacha? Ratzon b'yom, if he willed when it was still Friday, before Midrash Moshes, he decided, okay, I want this Erev to apply to Reuven. Then it works because it's still prior to Ben Hashmashes. Meshach HaShech, but if he only decided after nightfall, Eine Ruve Erev, then it doesn't work because this is meant to be reliant on Breira. Your current decision is meant to apply retroactively to the time of the Erev's activation. At the point of the Ben Hashmashes, it was yet undefined. He hadn't yet decided who is going to use the Erev. His decision only came later. That's meant to be applied retroactively. That revolves Breira. The Braisa says, Breira doesn't work. And here we're speaking about Tchumen, which the Gemara assumes is only the Rabbanan. So you see that Breira will not apply even by the Rabbanan. So who is this Manda Omar? Who? What's the identity of this Tana? Ishtik, Sir Nachman, kept quiet, silent, Velemulamid, they didn't respond. He didn't know who the Shita is. Who is this Manda Omar? Says the Gemara, why not? Velemulay, why didn't he tell him? Tana Devei Ayahu. It's the Tana of the Braisa, which was presented by Ayoy, who told us that even when it comes to a Derabbana, like placing that double Erev on condition, it doesn't work because Breira does not apply even to a Derabbana. So why couldn't Rav Nachman make reference to that Braisa? Velemle, he should simply tell him, Tana Dvei Ayoy. So Mele Shmile, he never heard of that Braisa, therefore he's unaware of that Tana. Says the Gemara, Yosef Amar, you looking for a Tana? That holds that ain't Breira even by the Rabbanan. Tanoi shaklos ma'alma. You've removed all the Tanoi from the world, meaning you have nobody left. You have no source Tana for this Shita. I'll show you which Tana it is. Tanoi. It's actually contained in the following Machlokes Tanoi, who seem to be discussing this very question, whether or not Breira can be used even by the Rabbanan. The Sani learned in the Brais. Arena ma'arv shabasois shekol hashana. This fellow's establishing an heir of Tchumen. He wants it to be active throughout the entire year. The Shabbos is Shal Kol Hashana. But he wants to decide during each individual Shabbos whether or not he wants that Erev. He's going to activate the Erev Shabbos by Shabbos. Ritzisi Eilech, if I want to use it, I'm going to go, I'm going to use the Erev. Lo Ritzisi, if I decide not to activate the Erev for that particular Shabbos, Lo Eilech, then I'm not going to use this Erev. So that's his statement. So what is the halacha? Says the Braisa. It depends. Rotzim Boidyoim, if he decided when it was still daytime, I'd like to use this Erev for this Shabbos. I'd like it to be activated during the coming Ben HaShemash. It's the Erev, then it works. Because the process has been completed prior to Ben HaShemashes. There's no pending process here. Breira is not required. But if he only decided come nighttime, after the Ben HaShemashes period, in which case Breira needs to be applied, because the present decision is meant to impact and activate the Erev retroactively. Yeah, it works, because Breira can be applied here as well. Erev doesn't work, because Breira cannot be applied. Says him, let's just analyze the Braisa. Let's say Breira. We seem to have a kasha. Here Reb Shimon tells us that Breira will work. Whereas in the earlier story with the wine from the Kusim, Reb Shimon tells us, Ein Breira. Kasha, the Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon. We have a kasha from the two Reb Shimons. Ella Eifach, apparently you must switch things around. In the case of the Erev Tchumen that we just mentioned, it's Reb Shimon is going to say that Ein Breira. So you see clearly Reb Shimon holds Ein Breira even by Tchumen, which is the Rabbanon. So here is our source, Tana. Says, well, one second, what was your kasha to begin with? Between the Reb Shimon here, who applies Breira by Tchumen, which is the Rabbanon, in contrast to Reb Shimon by the wine, who says Ein Breira. My kasha, what was the kasha to begin with? Dilma, perhaps, he lasts the Reb Shimon Breira. When does Reb Shimon say Ein Breira? But the Raisa. Only when it concerns a din d'oraisa, like Truma Maaser. Avo d'rabbanon isle breira. But when it comes to a d'rabbanon isle, he holds a breira. So what was the kasha to begin with? There was no contradiction. Says the Gemara, Kasavar of Yosef, he holds, no, we can't differentiate between d'oraisa and d'rabbanon. Ma d'isle breira, the she that holds a breira. Lashna b'd'oraisa, lashna b'd'rabbanon isle. Whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanon, he will hold a breira. We don't differentiate between one and the other. Ma d'isle breira, the she that does not hold a breira. He will not apply Breira, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Therefore, we can't differentiate and say, well, it's the Rabbanon, therefore Shimon holds a Breira, in contrast to the early case of the wine, which is the Raisa, we can't say that. Therefore, evidently, the names, the Shidas, must be switched around. It's Reb Shimon holds, this Erev will not take effect because it relies on Breira. And it'll be compatible with Reb Shimon earlier by the wine, who holds Ein Breira. So indeed, this is a source Tana for Ein Breira even Midrabban. So Reb Shimon continues the Gemara. Rava Amar, Rava says, look, Reb Shimon really can hold a Breira. What was the kasha? How come when it comes to the wine situation, he doesn't allow him to separate the Truma Maaser in that manner? Says Rava, it's irrelevant. It's unrelated to Breira. The reason why Reb Shimon doesn't allow him to do it there, it's because of another concern, a halacha concern pertaining specifically to Truma. Rava Mashani Hossam, the case of Truma is different. You know why it doesn't work? The Be'inan Rashis, the Torah describes Truma as Rashis, the initiation, the first. That indicates to us that there must be something left over, some remnants which are discernible right now. Shani Hossam, the Be'inan Rashis. The Truma is required to conform to the term Rashis. Sheshireha Nikaron, its leftovers, are Nikar, are clearly discernible. Meaning, when you go ahead and you're Kiri Shem, you establish something to be Truma, you need to see the Shirayim, the leftovers. This is Truma, this is the Rashis of the rest of the bunch. In contrast to the case of the wine, where he's calling out, look, two lugim somewhere in this bunch, somewhere in this barrel, should be Truma. That doesn't conform to Rashis, because you don't know where it is. You haven't designated it. You don't know what the Truma is and what the Shirayim are. Therefore, it doesn't work. It's not related to Breira. Shimon holds a Breira. It doesn't work there for a different reason. Amalei Abaye, El Ma'atav, this is a concern. Meaning, Rabbi is telling us a chiddush. Although eventually he's going to separate the Truma, you'll see clearly what's the Truma and what's the Shirayim. But since at the point in time when he's Kiri Shem, when he calls out the name, when he establishes the Truma, when he initiates that process, you don't see clearly what's the Truma and what are the Shirayim, then it doesn't work. Says Abaye, Omele Abaye, if that's the case, Elamiata. Now what about the following scenario? If he had before him two Rimonim, so he has these two pomegranates, Shel Tevel. He'd like to go ahead and be Mafresh Truma. V'Amar, and he says the following. Im Yerdu G'sham Hayoyim, if it rains today, Yehizei Truma Alze, then Rimoin A will be Truma on Rimoin B. V'im Lo Yerdu G'sham Hayoyim, and if it doesn't rain today, then let it be in the reverse. Yehizei Truma Alze, then Rimoin B will be considered Truma on Rimoin A. Hachi Nami, here as well, will you say it doesn't work? Because at the point when he's clear as shame, when he announces this is going to be Truma, you don't see clearly what's a Truma and what's a Shiraim. You don't know what's what. So you're going to say it doesn't work? Hachinami bein yardu, bein lo yardu, whether it rained or whether it didn't rain. David Darf Klum, it's an effect and it doesn't work. Now, if you'll say, yeah, you're right, it doesn't work because it's not Shirayim Nikar. If that's the case, as Abaye, we'll have a kash, that's none. Truma sakri hazeh. So he has this kri, this pile of grain. He announces as follows. The truma, the maestres of this kri, will be besoichai, inside this pile. Utrumas masas are besoichai. So he's not designating, he's not separating the actual truma master. He's saying, it's in this pile. The name has been established, meaning it works. It's chal, it's been activated. So apparently, even according to Abshimon, there's no need for the Shiraim to be discernible at the point of the Kriya Shem when he announces the name. So this is Abayis Kashan Rava. We see from here that there's no concern as you had proposed. Says the Marshani Hasan. That case is different. The Ika Svivav. Because what are the words that he's using? He's saying Truma Sakriya Zeh Besoichai. Besoichai means right in the middle. He's designating a location for that truma. The ikas sviva, there are the shrine around that truma. It's not undefined. It's not undesignated. He's very much designated where the truma should be. It's right in the middle. It's in the middle of that pile. See here, it's shirei nekarim. It conforms with that requirement. Continues the gemara. V'boy seima. Let's get back to the initial question. We had an apparent contradiction between Rav Shimon, who tells us that one can place an Erev pending on future decisions, so a Breira works. In contrast with the earlier Rav Shimon, when it comes to the wine, who tells us he cannot go ahead. I mean, Mafresh is Truma Master in this manner, where it appears he's depending on Breira. So Rav told us, no, Rav Shimon holds a Breira. The reason why the Truma doesn't work is because of an additional concern of Shirei Nekar. Then we'll give us another pshat. Rav Shimon holds a Breira. The reason why he doesn't allow the person to be mafresh the truma maser when it comes to the wine in that manner, by announcing truma maser today and only separating it tomorrow, that's due to a practical consideration. If you will, I'll give you another approach. Because tani taima, Reb Shimon's hesitation by the wine is based on the reason that he himself announced to Reb Meir. The Braisa there concludes like this. Omer le Reb Meir, the other Tanoim called out to Reb Meir. Yatamai, did you not agree that there's a concern here? Fine, Breira works. But there's a practical consideration. Because, let's face the facts. The point of the Breira is that it's only initiation of the process. He needs to actually separate it tomorrow. Now let's say he doesn't actually separate it tomorrow. Then the process has never been completed. The Truma Maaser has never been addressed. And when he drank the wine today, he has drunk Tevel. So they told him like this. Yatumai, do you not agree? Shema yibaka noid. Let's be concerned that the noid, this flask, this container, will split, will crack. And the wine will flow out. He'll never actually come to complete the process, to separate Truma Maaser. V'nim tzezeh shoyse tevel mafreya. Turn out that he's going to be drinking tevel retroactively. So let's be concerned about that. Amar Lance Ramey responded, look she yibaka. I'll worry about it when it happens. Meaning, I'm not really concerned about this far-fetched scenario. And therefore, he can go ahead and proceed with this process. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. Four lines from the bottom. It says, more of Yiboy Yisema. It says, Rashi, Rav Shimon Isle Breira. Let's assume Rav Shimon holds a Breira. Why doesn't he allow this person to do the process by the wine? You know why he ashes by the wine? It's not because he holds a Breira. Rather, it's because of the time that he himself stated in the Braisa. Shami baka noid. Perhaps the noid will crack. Koidem shiyavir shemenu. Prior to the hafrasha, before he even gets to be mafresh, he'll lose his wine. V'nimtza. Sheshasa tevel mafreya. And as a result of that, it will turn out that he drank tevel retroactively. So that's the concern. Says Rashi, debir shlemiki mafresh alachas man. Because certainly if he actually, eventually, is mafreshit, ikalamema, we can say, hachta mata hashta, l'chei l'koyin, this portion which was given to the koyin, yesh brera. We go ahead and we apply brera. Dimikara b'seichanoid nami didei avoy, b'shas kriya shem. We say, well, this portion that you've given to the koyin, this was the very wine that this person had in mind. So this completes the process retroactively. V'chulun shasa, and the rest of the wine that he drank was chula. There's no conflict between the truma and the chula. That's only if he actually completes the process. Avol, kibaka anoid. But in the case where the anoid cracks, the truma was never separated from it. My yish brera kolameima. How can you apply brera here? Brera means let's rely on the future completion of the process. There was no completion here. Hafilu besoif lav lachal truma aside. There was never truma here. It never came to truma. So that's the argument that Rav Shimon presents to Rav Meir. And Rav Meir responds, look, shibaka, na'ayim b'davel oisrei. When it happens, we'll worry about it. Kaleimar, l'chashin l'achi, we're not concerned about this. L'shchiach, it's not something which is common, the bayi, masa l'shem, we can simply hand it over to a person to safeguard it. We're not concerned about that possibility. So in conclusion, according to this version of the Gemara, Rav Shimon holds a brera, but is concerned about losing the wine, in which case the process will never complete itself. Says, well, there's one thing still to verify. Now, according to the way we initially interpreted Rav Shimon's concern, which was Rav's approach, that the reason why he can't do that is because the Ba'inan Reishis Shirayim Nikarim. We require that the Truma, which is the Reishis, have the Shirayim discernible and noticeable. So that's why Rav Shimon holds, he can't go ahead and announce Truma when the truma is not identified, it's not located in a specific area, in which case the shirayim are nikar. Now, if that's the case, if Rav's approach is correct, and why does Rav Shimon and the other Tanoim respond in a manner which they did? Maika Amrle, what are you telling Rav Meir? If their concern is shirayim nikar, so why are they saying, well, we're concerned that the noid will break and the wine will get lost? That wasn't their concern. Their concern was a halacha concern that we require shirayim nikar. Says the Gemara, you're right. Truthfully, that was their concern, Shirei Nikar. But Hachika Amrle, this is what they told him. Let it down, according to our personal opinion, Be'inan Reishis, Shirei Nikar. The reason why you can't go ahead and do the Truma in this manner, because Truma, which is Reishis, requires the Shiraim to be identifiable and discernible. Let it down, however, according to you, who apparently is not concerned with that. But what about a practical concern? Yeah, Tumay, do you not agree? There's a practical problem here. Shami Baka Noid, let's be concerned that Noid, the flask will be damaged. The wine will flow out. He'll never be mafreya to truma maaser. V'nimtza shoyse tevel mafreya. And it'll turn out that retroactively, he drank tevel. So if you're not concerned with the other halacha concern, be concerned with the practical concern. Amalana may respond, look, shibaka, when it'll crack, worry about it. So certainly, Rav Shimon and other Tanaim perhaps are basing their reservation on the halacha of Reishis. The reason why they spoke to Rav Meir in this manner, they were addressing his opinion. Perhaps you don't agree with the halacha concern, but be concerned with the practical concern, and responded, I'm not concerned about that either. Okay, so in summary, let's just make a quick review of today's daf. We discussed the concept of brera, which means a person is initiating a process which is pending upon future events, future decisions, which will retroactively complete that initial process. There's a machlekes in the Gemara between Tanoim, whether or not we say Yesh Brera. The Gemara tells us this machlekes will apply not only to the Oraisa situations, but even situations which revolve only the Rabbanon, for instance, Erev Tuchumen. Now, we actually have a question regarding Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, whether or not he holds a Brera. And the Gemara also has a question regarding Rabbi Shimon's Shita, whether or not he holds a Brera. The Gemara concluded that with regards to that Braisa of the person who purchased the wine from the Kusim, he'd like to go ahead and initiate the process of Trumas and Maestros by announcing it now, but only separating it later. There are three issues that can be involved there. Number one, prayer. Number two, the concept of Reishis, the Ba'inan Shiren Ikurn, when one goes ahead and establishes Truma, we need that the Shiraim, the remnants, should be discernible and identifiable. As the Gemara concluded, there's another concern as well, which is a practical concern. Perhaps we'll never come to complete the process. The Noi, the flask, will be Yivaka, will split and get damaged, and the wine will flow out, in which case we'll never come to complete the process. And therefore, Rav Shimon and other Tanaim hold, he's not meant to rely on this process. Which Rav Meir responds, I'm not concerned with that. That's a far-fetched concern. Let him safeguard his barrel properly. Let him safeguard this noid and make sure his wine doesn't get lost. And therefore, he can go ahead and apply this process and drink the wine immediately.